What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
Construction management is a long and extremely demanding process. It's the foundation for every building project and the key to its success. The main purpose of construction management is to sharply control and monitor the progress of a project in terms of quality, cost, and time. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Anna Walkowska, founder and CTO of PropertyGate. PropertyGate combines their expertise and resources to create innovative solutions that meaningfully improve the day-to-day lives of the people working in real estate and construction. Today's episode is brought to you by Real Massive. Real Massive is commercial real estate's real-time data provider and marketplace providing accurate and up-to-date information to improve the way industry makes decisions. Leveraging advanced proprietary technology, Real Massive solutions enable customers to access and integrate data that includes both the latest property and available listing data across the country. With data available on over 30 million commercial properties and 300,000 available listings, investors, brokers, and industry professionals can download comprehensive market data and combine with their existing data solutions to develop a complete view of market trends and behaviors. Visit realmassive.com to learn more about real-time data or to discover space that works. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Anna about her background and what led her to start PropertyGate.
First half of my life, I was just a computer geek. So while the other half, I'm just a technology passionate. Yeah? So I'm excited with new challenges, things that work too slow or are too expensive, take too much time. And I really love to optimize things with technology and to work with people on solving those problems. I'm an IT system engineer. In the past, I was focusing on IT security management, first in the Dutch bank ABN AMRO and then Royal Bank of Scotland. And since 10 years, I'm also an entrepreneur and business developer. Developed three startups and launched several more or less successful initiatives for startup communities in Warsaw and in Poland in general. I was kind of a startup activist. But since PropertyGate was born, I gave up with everything else and focused my energy just purely on this venture. I believe in destiny. And I have a story behind that, because one of the initiatives that I was trying to build a few years ago with Cushman and Wakefield was an accelerator for prop tech startups in Warsaw. And I really wanted to make it perfect. So I decided to make a research, market research, and ask those companies, commercial real estate developers, about their challenges. I wanted to understand where is the field for improvement with technology. After 25 interviews with 10 companies, I had almost 100 challenges identified. And some of them were easy to just match with the existing IT solutions those companies were not aware of. Others were potentially new startups and would require new application development. And one of the people I talked to was a construction officer responsible for the highest office building project in Warsaw. And the issue we were discussing was related to logistics management on this project. So this guy knew that there were serious limitations of the site. I mean, crowded city center, one narrow adjacent access road, three buildings under construction at the same time in the same plot. And the only way was really to use some, I don't know, magic and have all deliveries just in time. And that was really impossible without technology. So almost a year later, in 2017, May of 2017, my today co-founder, Robert, asked me to help him and commercialize his prototype that he launched with his brother, Rafał, who's also my co-founder, on the same project. So we couldn't exactly do this, to commercialize it, but we were able to consolidate all the knowledge that he had, I had, and we gathered over the next few months. Later design and develop a completely new product. The knowledge we gathered while making several months research with dozens of general contractors in Poland, Western Europe, and Canada, they all had the problems we have identified and really liked our concept of solving the issue. So we knew that we are on the right track.
I asked Anna about the key challenge that she set out to solve in the construction space.
The first one was that the deliveries were not, the material deliveries were not under control. Yeah, so subcontractors were able to block the traffic on the site because they did not inform anyone about trucks they expected today with materials. Second, there was really no control over what will arrive on the site today. Then problem with availability of equipment like cranes or forklifts that had to be available for unloading. So it was either not synchronized or it was synchronized in a manual way. So there were the information was not easily available for the subcontractors and very often the logistics coordinator was not available to provide this information. So that was a mess. And that's on most of the projects which don't have such a delivery management system implemented. On top of that, we know that there is a huge bureaucracy with bigger projects where companies, where general contractors would like to have more control. But then they just ask to complete lots of documents that subcontractors have to prepare. Then they provide it on paper with a signature. Then it has to be reviewed, scanned, if accepted, scanned again, sent by emails, etc. So it takes so much time that you see something like this and you just have to optimize it. You just think that, it's so easy to digitize this process and they don't have it yet. Yeah? I know that the construction industry is a conservative industry. You're at the very early stage of implementing technology innovations. There is so much things that can be done, and I think we are one of the companies that is happy to change it.
I asked Anna about PropagateGate's value proposition and the big idea behind PropagateGate.
I would say to make it easier for subcontractors to get approval and resources for the material deliveries and eliminate the waste of time that is now related to this process of getting approval, getting the resources booked for those deliveries. I would say, we are eliminating a waste of time that can be used in a more efficient way.
I asked Anna what is unique about PropertyGate's approach to construction management challenges.
Our approach is strongly related to our backgrounds and experience. The experience with high-rise construction projects and this passion for improving things. For example, my co-founder, Robert, that I mentioned before, and all of our business angels are either from the real estate industry or represent a building installation vendor. Even our front-end developer has graduated civil engineering. So with all that, we are really deeply focused on every issue with material flow we have seen on building sites. Plus, my IT background mixed with a strong analytical mind, on the other hand, let us create this proper technology solution that is very user-friendly, really easy to use, but also very smart and advanced insight. I would say it's a real treasure of data and knowledge on building site. Well, when you see a truck, a concrete truck that just arrived to your construction site, you will just see a truck, yeah, and concrete. What we see is each minute that was spent on planning to have this truck here at this very hour, on waiting for delayed truck, the time required to check in and check out at gates, long minutes spent on processing all those documents mentioned before, not only those that need your signature, but also this you need to spend with orders, for example, concrete orders, quality control reports. Today, everything is done manually, sometimes in Excel files or vendor-provided software, for example, for rebars. So not only concrete, but also reinforcing steel, waste, portable restrooms, formworks, facade tiles, everything, you name it. So all the knowledge we later translate into simple to use for our users, new application modules addressing further challenges. So it's, I would say we are really very, very focused on solving the construction team problems and not just building some forms and some schedule. It's not so simple, I would say.
I asked Anna about the challenges that construction managers and developers face while planning and managing a development.
First of all, the planning phase with concrete. For example, on Thursdays or Fridays, dedicated person is preparing weekly pouring plan, and that's estimation, of course, also based on the previous week results. And based on this, the order is sent to a construction plant. And then the next week, every day in the morning, they have to confirm by phone, by email, all the changes in the quantity or type of concrete that has to be delivered. That has changed comparing to the previous week weekly order. With this also comes the problem that they have to change, they have to wait for trucks to come to the site, and they don't know whether this truck has already been sent or not yet is not yet ready, and they just need to know where is my truck. Yeah, and the biggest problem with this phase is that the construction site would like to know exactly the time when the truck will be available, because there are some limitations in the process of pouring that and building the construction that they have to meet. And if the truck will be too late or too early, it will have to wait, and it has its consequences. So what we are working now on, integration with one of the leading concrete manufacturer in Europe, and we will have the entire process digitized. So site will always know where are the trucks, whether they left the plant. We will also digitize all the documents that are currently on paper. And that's another problem that is that has been identified, that based on the paper documents, and they may be like 200-300 documents daily, they have to be later reviewed, checked with the real quantity that arrived, and based on this, also checked with the invoice, yeah, and then can only be paid. So we will remove this time that has to be spent on reviewing, checking, validating those documents, because everything will be live. Yeah, so we are looking at each activity that is related to each delivery of each material, and whatever can be replaced with technology, we are just working on it.
I asked Anna to describe the process a developer or construction manager would use with Propagate to create efficiencies.
Well, we start with pilot implementation, and that is for, let's say, 1 month. And the first part of the implementation is the training that we provide for all the users. And we have here logistics coordinator, traffic marshal, subcontractors, gatekeeper, storekeeper, crane operator. We provide this training, showing them how to use it. We discuss some exceptional situations, so they understand that this tool is really solving their problems. So it's not like we are giving them the application. Guys, you have it. You use it. No, we I would say become their friends and want to make this process of understanding and falling in love as easy as possible. Logistics coordinator has is he mostly uses the application on his desktop computer, and on the dashboard that he gets when he logs in, he sees all the progress of deliveries that were planned for today and were completed versus those at the end which were not completed. And at the same screen, he has a list of delivers or trucks that are currently on site and which resources they are using, and also information about delays that this truck should already leave the site, and that's in the red, and also the set of information about deliveries that are expected for today, and also all the resources that they will need, and information that they are maybe late or on arrival. So for this information, this information is also available for subcontractors, but we limit this only to deliveries that are dedicated for them. Yeah. So every user actually has only access to information that he should know. The gatekeeper, for example, has all the information. He also has a dashboard, but very limited, because the information he needs to know is it's simply very limited. And he will also see all the deliveries that will arrive today on his gate. And when he will see a truck that is arriving to the gate with his tablet, and this tablet is an industrial tablet with QR code scanner, he can easily check the delivery card that the driver has, either printed or on his mobile phone. After scanning the card, the system will verify that this vehicle should be at this time at this gate, and it's free to go. So then he accepts that fact that the truck can enter. And after this, the subcontractor will get a notification in the application or by a text message. It's all up to the configuration. The notification that his delivery with his material just arrived will park on this unloading spot, and he should come and see the documents and check the delivery. So at the same time, the crane operator will also get notification that this expected delivery should be unloaded from this place to this place, and it should take this time. So about each step, I would say we inform by notifications, and also on the end, at the end of the day, the subcontractors and the logistics coordinator, they get reports of deliveries from today, but also plan for tomorrow. So in case they would, for example, lost internet access or whatever, they have a backup. Yeah. So we are thinking also how to make sure that having this system and relying on such a solution will not block the work on the site in certain circumstances that we don't have influence.
I asked Anna to share a Propagate success story.
For construction startups, Comtech startups, as they call us, it's a very good moment now, because the biggest brands organize accelerators, acceleration programs for startups, and we were accepted last year in October to Basics Accelerator. That's a Belgian company, builder of Burj Khalifa in Dubai, so the highest skyscraper. We were one of the first five startups in the first cohort. Currently, we are preparing last modules for tests that will start next week. We also had amazing support from people in this organization. They are very, very entrepreneurial. You wouldn't guess that it can really happen in construction company, but because they had their internal accelerator for the intrapreneurship program, they became interested in thinking about changes and really looking for challenges and things that can be optimized. So the acceleration program for startups, it's like the next stage of the entire change management program. And we had a chance to learn a lot about their project in Dubai and Morocco and Belgium, Brussels mainly. And those conclusions that we had from those projects, we were able to implement in the system. And now the implementation will be like Basics ready from next month.
I asked Anna what success looks like for Propagate over the next 12 months.
We have lots of things to do, I would say many modules to be developed. I think it's almost 20 new modules that we would like to have for our customers. The most important is implementation, integration with BIM and this concrete manufacturers. And of course, of those modules that are in our roadmap, priority is set based on our customer needs. And recently one of the European real estate developers with 50 active construction projects requested from us multi-site dashboards with aggregated progress view, because they would like to see from the delivered materials perspective what's the progress of the project. two other leading general contractors in Europe. We will also develop extended support for health and safety, because that's really the highest priority for all the projects. And we know how to address many things that are related to unloading. So that's from the, I would say, product development perspective. And from the business development perspective, we plan to open an office in New York and Toronto next year. We have now one American general contractor company interested in our solution. But since the, I would say, logistics with supporting customer in other country, other cities is very important for us, and we want to make it perfect. I would say we are waiting for the right moment to start.
I asked Anna what the big opportunity for Propagate is over the next 5 to 7 years.
I have this picture in my head that we have those cars that can drive without drivers, autonomous cars. So maybe with the data that that we'll have, we would be able to either help some companies working on autonomous cranes to build such a perfect solution. Maybe they will be also autonomous trucks. They are already in the US, but they are not used yet for in Europe, and not for construction projects. But I can imagine that future is about automation and about autonomous equipment, vehicles. And some concepts, like, for example, construction consolidation centers that have been tested in Europe. I know about Europe, I don't know about the US. They are very, very efficient for material management. So I would see that we could use this results of several concepts in logistics in Europe, and just connect it with the technology, and provide it as something more than just a software that we have now. Also, the experience that we have from the UK market, where they have Transport for London implemented, that's I would say very well-designed best practice for logistics, construction logistics management. And all the experience they have there can be translated into software and best practices also for other countries, other regions. So we would like to do that because there is a huge potential for savings as well. I don't know if you are aware of the McKinsey report about productivity gap in construction. So they have $1.3 trillion losses identified annually in the construction industry. So the potential to address those problems and find savings for real estate developers and those general contractors is huge. I think the potential is amazing, and the real estate developers should have much smaller budgets for the projects in the future, or at least higher revenue.
Great to connect with Anna Walkowska of Propagate today. Propagate aims to increase demand for prop tech solutions in Europe by providing amazing products in collaboration with other prop tech startups. The role of technology in business is to increase performance, speed, and quality of work. That is why Propagate builds user-friendly tools which their customers love to use. Propagate designs technology solutions that make construction and real estate professional lives easier. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Anna and Propagate's pursuit to streamline construction management with technology. You can find out more about Anna and Propagate in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at realestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators,